up, baby? We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Monday edition of Before You Bet, Aaron, right here on YouTube and on the Covers X channel. If you're on YouTube right now, make sure you smash that subscribe button right down there. Hit the like button while you're at it. I think it might be actually over on this side, I think. But yeah, here we go. Big week coming up in the world of sports. Opening day on Thursday. And you're damn right, we're going to be all over Major League Baseball this season. Picks for Major League Baseball every single time the show airs. We got the Sweet 16. Of course, the NBA keeps on rolling. Okay, so on today's show, it's just NBA today. We'll pick up with college basketball again on Thursday. I'm going to steer clear, though, because I've been getting absolutely bent over with my March Madness picks, so we'll rely on some of the other guys that have been cleaning up. Good job by the other Covers fellas with their March Madness picks so far. So we'll welcome them back on Thursday, but for today, it is NBA, so you know who we're bringing in here. We call him the Ass Man, the Mettler Magic, fan of the Detroit Tigers. He's going to bet them to win the AL Central. Mettler, how are we making out?
Good. I'm coming to you live from the dark side of the moon today. I don't know what's going on with my lighting, but yeah, a little dark.
Mettler in the cave. I don't think the viewers mind. Speaking of the viewers, if you guys want to participate in today's show, it is very easy to do so. Just hit up the live chat, whether it be on YouTube or over on X. Let us know what your best bets are for the NBA, a couple games in the NHL as well. If you have any Major League Baseball features, let us know what you like there. And Sweet 16 gets going here on Thursday. So let us know who you like to survive and advance. Okay, that is enough small talk. Let's get right into the action. That is the National Basketball Association. Let's start with the Celtics versus the Hawks. My favorite player prop of the night. I'm going to take Jaylen Brown to go over his point total, 22.5 points. This man is on fire. He has topped this number in 10 of his last 12 games where he's averaging 29.4 points. He's obliterated this number during the stretch multiple times, six games with 30 or more points. He's on an absolute tear. Great opponent for him to continue this tear against because Atlanta can't guard guards. They're allowing the third most points to guards over the last 10 games. So how's he going to get there? Well, expect a lot of freebies and expect success from three-point land. Atlanta is allowing the most free throws and most threes per game versus opposing guards. Brown's volume from both the free throw line and three-point land in March are higher than they've been compared to any other month this season. So I like Jaylen Brown to stuff that stat sheet and go over 22.5 points. Next up, one of my favorite players, Kristaps Porzingis. It was what I call him. I'm actually not a fan, but he's doing pretty good here with the Celtics, and you like him tonight.
Yeah, I'm going over 1.5 assists for Porzingis. So this kind of plays right into your Jaylen Brown points prop as well. For Porzingis, you know, they're playing the Hawks. He did sit out the second night of the back-to-back on Saturday for the Celtics, and the Celtics don't play until Thursday. So I think he should play tonight. The Celtics are kind of in a spot here where they've already clinched pretty much everything. So you'll obviously see them start resting guys. But just for Porzingis, you know, the Hawks defense, not great, right? Like, that's why we like Jaylen. You like Jaylen Brown over the points. They do have Clint Capella who can protect the rim, but the thing is with Porzingis, right, and that's why the Celtics kind of got him, is Porzingis is the big guy who can also pull out rim protection. So if Clint Capella is being pulled out by Porzingis, and you know Jaylen Brown's cutting, Jason Tatum's cutting, even just if they come to help and he kicks it, there's not much rim protection behind Clint Capella at 1.5 minus 120. I think this is a good bet for Porzingis. Just, you know, this is a kind of, what is it, a 10.5 point spread for the, it is in Atlanta, so I like that a lot better too. And when you're talking about like the blow potential or whatever, and Porzingis can do this pretty quick if they get in the right actions, and they do, his usage should be pretty high. They should be trying to attack the Hawks with Porzingis. He could couple, you know, 1-2 passes to Jaylen Brown and we're cooking.
Okay, next up, if you like boring basketball, this might be the game for you. We have the Knicks playing host to the Pacers. Total of 210.5. And this one, I like the under in this game. I think this is an incredibly tough spot for the Pistons offense. They're traveling in the second game of a back-to-back versus the Knicks, who are allowing just 94.8 points per game over their last 10 games. Pistons have barely gotten over 100 points their last few times out. You take a look at each offense, both really struggling right now, 25th and 27th in EFG shooting percentage over the last 10 games. Just horrible shooting from three-point land. Knicks 28th in scoring in this span, 101.8 points per game. And expect a lot of turnovers and a very slow pace in this one. 30th and 22nd in turnover percentage over the last 10 games. The Pistons, extremely sloppy basketball right now. And the Knicks, easily playing at the slowest pace in the NBA right now. So under 210.5 Pistons, Knicks in New York. Next up, you like Garland to, let me guess, go over his assist total?
Over his assist total, over 6.5. So Garland, you know, the Cavaliers are without Donovan Mitchell here. He's missed the last four games. Garland, he's gone under his assist prop the last two games. One was against the Timberwolves, so I mean, not shocking, right? And then the last game, they just played on Sunday against the Miami Heat, and they're completely blown out. No starter played more than 22 minutes. So he goes under his assist total, but I mean, that's also relative to the amount of minutes he played. So just for Garland, you know, when they came out of the All-Star break, Donovan Mitchell was out with an illness. We saw Garland trading at like 8.5, 7.5 versus assist prop without Mitchell. Now we still don't have Mitchell. You know, this is 6.5. He was trading at 6.5 when Mitchell was in the lineup, when Mitchell came back for two games. So we're at 6.5. Mitchell's out and we're playing the Hornets and it's plus money. I think you're able to take advantage of the last two unders that have driven this down to 6.5 plus money here for Garland. And from just a matchup perspective, you know, the Hornets aren't great on defense, but you also have two lob threats now. You have Jared Allen and Evan Mobley just came back yesterday. So that should help Garland's assist prop as well.
Okay, Joshua weighing in the live chat. He likes Kevin Durant to go over his points, rebounds, and assist total set at 34.5. He's taking on the Spurs there tonight. Guys, hit up that live chat. Let us know what you like in tonight's sports action or for the week ahead. Major League Baseball, Sweet 16 action. Okay, next up. The four most important words that you guys need to hear in the world of sports betting this week: Dennis Schroeder revenge game. That is a situation tonight with the Knicks playing the Raptors. Schroeder taking on his old team. He's going to be out for revenge in this one. You're goddamn right. So revenge game angle aside, I'm going to take him to go over his three-point total of 1.5 threes. It's -125 over at FanDuel. Shop around. Get that number because it's -140 over at DraftKings. So this has become a very reliable spot for Schroeder. It's hit in 11 of his last 15 games. And the games where it didn't hit generally came against pretty good defenses, Knicks, Bucks, and Magic. And a great opponent here in the revenge game for Schroeder. Toronto getting cooked versus opposing guards. The second most threes allowed to guards over the last 10 games. So Schroeder, a bit of an under-the-radar play right there to have at least two threes versus his old team tonight. Okay, Kyrie Irving, one of the best behaved players in the NBA this season. You like him to stuff that stat sheet a little bit here tonight.
Yeah, I'm going over 5.5 assists. So this is actually last Thursday we played Kyrie Irving over 4.5 assists against the Utah Jazz. This is the Mavericks haven't even had a game in between. This is the same matchup for Kyrie Irving. So last Thursday, you know, I played 4.5 -135, and I was talking about, you know, you could make the case for 5.5 plus one money. It was trading around +130. I'm super shocked to see this come back pretty much on the same number. I was just concerned, you know, we're playing in Dallas as a 14.5 point spread. This game flips to Utah and it's an 8.5 point spread. So the kind of like worrying about that blowout in minutes should be way less here. So I have no problem going after the 5.5 plus 124 today for Irving. Also, the reason we bet it last Thursday was I was saying, you know, they have John Collins at center, Taylor Hendricks at power forward. They won't be able to lay on the lob threats of Dale Gafford, Derek Lively. That's not even like my opinion or like what I think will happen. We literally watched it happen last Thursday. The Mavericks had a franchise record 18 dunks. So, I mean, this isn't even necessarily just like my hypothesis. We literally watched it happen just a couple days ago. It's pretty much the same matchups here. So 5.5 plus 124. I'm super shocked. I can't believe this is coming back +5.5 plus 124. There's really just no adjustment from even last week. And he had 14 potential assists and 7 assists last Thursday.
Okay, before I get to the final pick of the show today, I dug in the live chat with a baseball futures bet here. Speaking of under-the-radar plays, Evan Carter, season leader in doubles, 60-1. You got that over at DraftKings, Evan Carter of the Texas Rangers. I'll have to look into that. Maybe target him in my fantasy draft on Wednesday night. Looking forward to that. Yeah, I've been playing fantasy baseball with the same guys for probably close to two decades now. One guy in the league used to volunteer to go in the newspaper and add up all the stats. Must not have had a lot of things going on in his life at the time. A lot easier now, though. Okay, so final spot of the day, final bet of the day, all reliable. If you've been watching the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's Pacers-Clippers taking under 233. And if it's not broke, you don't fix it, damn it. Indiana has gone under the total in 16 of their last 17 games when the total is set below 240. Here we are at 233. Also, another one I'll point out, Indiana is 20-5 to the under in their last 25 road games. Of course, they easily went over versus the Lakers last night. They scored, what, 195 points in that game? But kind of interesting here. They seem to yo-yo a lot with these totals. They haven't gone over in consecutive games, the Pacers, since late January. And you take a look at the opponent, the Clippers, also in the second game of a back-to-back. They're not in a rush to score. They are last in the NBA in shot attempts over the last 10 games. So they seem to take their time with the ball. So potential for a little bit of a slower pace in that one. Okay, Mettler. So before we get going here, I was looking at the NBA Futures odds board, and I want to throw this at you. You have the two teams, the two leaders in the East and the West who are the two heavy favorites. The Celtics are favored plus 210 to win the NBA Finals over FanDuel. Then you have the Nuggets behind them plus 310. I would take the Nuggets over the Celtics if they were playing in a seven-game NBA Finals series and everyone's healthy. So I don't necessarily, Nuggets plus 310. I don't mind that one. But I was thinking about it. I was kind of hard-pressed to come up with, okay, outside of those two teams, who would I pick if I need to take someone outside of those two? I might go with Milwaukee plus 750. We were making fun of them a lot quite a bit when Doc Rivers came on, but they seem to have things going. Giannis playing really well against some of the better teams in the league. They're going to have the best player on the court in a lot of these games here with Giannis, obviously. We'll see what Dame can do come playoff time. You worry about his defense, of course, and you worry about them if they have a 3-1 lead with Doc Rivers being their head coach, of course. But yeah, I would probably go Milwaukee Bucks plus 750. What do you think? Who would you go with outside of the Celtics and Nuggets?
I'll go longer. So just the two teams, it really just kind of comes down to injury news here. I did bet the Pelicans to win the West at 30-1 maybe 2 weeks ago when I was in Dominican. I had a friend place it for me. Brandon Ingram did hurt his knee. He's out, I think, 2 weeks, but that shouldn't, that regular season ends April 14th. So we should be okay there from like a playoff standpoint. I think the Pelicans 65-1, it's at FanDuel 65-1. Just from like a, when you think of like playoff series and like matchups, they have a lot of different guys they can like turn to kind of like flip a game or like insert this guy here and take this guy out. Maybe we need more defense. Maybe we need more shooting. They have really good depth. So I think that's something I really like. I also like that they're pretty, it looks like not set, but like they're probably going to play the Clippers in round one in the 4-5 matchup. And they've had the Clippers numbers, and the Clippers are kind of reeling a little bit here too. So if you can get the Pelicans out of the first round and then you have a 65-1, you could maybe do something with that. So that's the one team. Even the Timberwolves, I would keep an eye, they're falling in the odds here. It's just like a Towns injury. When's Towns coming back? So I think those are the two teams I'd kind of look at. You're kind of like waiting to get a little more clarity on Ingram and Towns though.
Yeah. T-Wolves 32-1, Mavs 32-1, they can kind of turn it on and off. Sometimes it might look like a bit of a mirage, but Luka playing heavy minutes in the playoffs, he's going to be the best player on the court in a lot of these games as well. You always have to worry about the Miami Heat come playoff time. They're there 34-1. You never know. They seem to, I don't know if I'd say they have a much more depth. The Lakers, though, they went on a very unexpected run last year. That's a team that turns it on and off based on the opponents. And so I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. I don't know about the Celtics, though, man. They run out of gas a lot once you've seen that. They get towards the end of the season and they run out of gas versus the Warriors in the finals a couple of years ago. And, of course, against the Miami Heat last year. And they've had their foot on the gas for the entirety of the regular season here. So I don't know if that will come back to bite them, but maybe they'll start to rest these guys down the stretch. I think they have an 11-game lead in the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, getting pretty pumped here for the NBA playoffs. a lot going on in the world of sports here. We're going to have one of our biggest shows ever when we come back on Thursday because start of Sweet 16, opening day in Major League Baseball. Mettler and I are going to be back doing NBA. Might have to throw in some NHL on that day just for the hell of it because we got so much going on. We got the Masters right around the corner. We're ramping up for UFC 300 here. So a lot going on in the world of sports, and we're covering all of it here on Covers. So make sure you are following and subscribe to the Covers YouTube channel here so you don't miss anything. Mettler, before I send you out the door, tell the good people where they can find all your work at.
You can find, I write articles on covers.com and the NBA picks page. And then also on X, I post my plays and like my daily betting card and stuff at John Mettler. I can almost guarantee there'll be another assist prop coming out later. The player just hasn't hit the board yet. So I'm waiting for him to get on the odds board there.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled on Mettler's X account there. Okay, guys. So that is it for today. In and out fairly quickly here. Thank you guys very much for watching. Best of luck with your bets. We're going to be right back with you guys on Thursday. We will see you then.